a lot of nice things to speak out here. I got it though, but just a little bit, so we can finish the daf also, just to speak out a little something. So we had the story of Yael and Sisera. So the Gemara says that Sheva Be'ilah is Baal Oisei Rasha Be'isei Yael. Yael was a tzaddikis, she was a Jewish woman, she was an Eishes Ish, and she seduced Sisera into a Maisa Bia, Sheva Be'ilois, and the purpose of it was to kill Sisera, ultimately that Yeshua should come. The Gemara had a problem with it. The Gemara said that, how could Yael do that? So a few things. First of all, the Gemara Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Omar Rab Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachim Bar Yitzchak, Gedoyla Avera Lishma, Mi Mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. That a person that doesn't have Avera, but he does it lishma, he does it with the proper kavanas, it's greater than if a person does a mitzvah with the wrong kavanas. So better do an aveira with the right intentions than to do a mitzvah with the wrong intentions. The Gemara says, is that true? It sounds like a mitzvah that's done shalei lishma is not so chash. The Gemara says, no, you're right. Elo, gedoylo aveira shalei lishma, as much as a mitzvah shalom. Not greater, but at least it's as great as a mitzvah shalom lishma. We learn it out from where? We learn it out from Yael. Because the pasuk by Yael says, after the whole story, Tevoirech minoshim Yael, Eishas chever hakeni, minoshim ba'oil, Tevoirech. So the pasuk says that Yael is more blessed than the noshim that are in the oil. Man noshim sheba oil. Who are those noshim that are in the oil that Yael is greater than? Says the Gemara, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. That Yael is greater than Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah for what she did. So the Mefarish here, Masechtas Nazir, says, what's the connection? Where does Yael come to Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah? She did an Avera Lishma. We know exactly what she did. She did an Avera, but with the right intentions. Where do you find that they did a mitzvah Shalei Lishma? So Rashi says, because they were all women that gave shifchos to their husbands. Sarah gave Hagar and Rachel, that's what the Mefarish explains, so that there was a bia that was done by the respective avos, and that was done lehana asan, as opposed to Yael, who did an avera lishma. Why was it considered lishma? Because it was done shaloi lehana, it was done for the proper kavanas. But either way, the Gemara is saying whatever exactly the Gemara means, tevarech minoshim, that Yael, for what she did, is even greater or as great as Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, how was she able to do it? She was Mishanya Me'avera. So Tosfos right here, Mesechtes Yevamos, and Tosfos in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis says right away that Lekalim, don't get confused. Don't think that what the Gemara's kasha here was is that how is she allowed to do it? It's an Isser. It's Gili Arayas. So Tosfos says there's two reasons why there'd be no problem of Gili Arayas. Number one, Tosfos says, because a woman's act in Bia is never really considered a Maisa Gili Arayas because she's Karka Olam. She's passive in the act of Bia. It's the man who's doing the Maisa Bia. She's passive, and being that she's passive, it's considered Karka Olam, Esther Karka Olam Maisa. So that wouldn't be considered a Maisa Gili Arayas. But Oid says to Isis, why did she do it? She did it to save Klal Yisrael. And if you're doing it to save Klal Yisrael, that's not going to be an issue. In Tosfos, it's Mavur, a tremendous Yisoid. We know there are three Averos, Chamuros, that it's Yehara Gval Yavar. So if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, do Gili Arayis, or I'll kill you, or Be'evin of Edazar, or I'll kill you, you're supposed to get killed. You're not allowed to do the Avera. It's Yehara Gval Yavar. From Tosfos, it would be Mashma, that if what's at stake is not just you saving your life, but the Hatzol of Klal Yisrael, maybe that would be different. So that's a new subclass when in the Sugi of Yehara Gval Yavar. I'm not just trying to save my own life. I'm trying to save Klal Yisrael, a rabbin. Maybe that would be different. And being that Yael was acting not on behalf of saving her own life, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, even if without the Sfar of Karka Olam, even if her act would be considered an act of Gilei Arayis, still the halacha would have been that she would have been allowed to do it, because there the halacha is not Yehara Gval Yavar when it comes to saving the entire Klal Yisrael. Of course, the other tushta would be Tosfos and Ksuba Estav Gimel Amud Beis. Tosfos brought Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, where Rabbeinu Tam said that the Gemara says Zirma Susim Zirmasam, which means that a non-Jew doesn't have any yichos because he has no connection to his father, right? We talked about that in the beginning of the week. Tosfos brings the Machloikis, Rabbeinu Tam and Rivam, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas, whether the Be'ilah of a Goy is considered a Maisa Be'ilah or not. Rabbeinu Tam said a tremendous chiddush. He paskin the Loch of a Maisa, there was an Eishes Ish that was Mazana with a non-Jew, and then he was Megayer, and she wanted to marry him. Ordinarily, an Eishes Ish, that's Mazana, cannot marry the Boyle. Kishem Shasru Labal, Kachazru Labal. Rabbeinu Tam said, it's fine, because that wasn't a Maisa Be'ilah. What do you mean it wasn't a Maisa Be'ilah? You were a Goy. And Zir Masusim, Zir Masam. So if a goy's bia is not a maisa bia because zir masusim sir masam, obviously that plays in to these halachas of gili arayis. Yeah, but that's toisus ksubas tafkim lamed beis. That's already dvarim atikim. But there's one very interesting halacha la maisa that comes out from this. The Beis Shmuel in Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. This is in Hilchos Soito. So Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. It's the very last Simin in Shulchan Aruch. So Eben Ezer Simin Kuf Ayin Ches says the Beis Shmuel. The Imzinsa Beratzen, a woman that was Mezana Beratzen, Kidei Lahatzel Nefashens, and she did it because she wanted to save Klal Yisrael. Uvdis Esther Lachashverish. Just like, what's that? Just like Esther and Achashverish. Lahatzel Nefash, I'm not sure. Ku'uvdis Esther la'achashverish. The place of Sloshin here in Yevamis is Lahatzel Yisrael. That's the place of Sloshin here in Yevamis. The Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel? Then Zinsa Beratzen Kitei Lahatzel Nefashis. Ku'uvdis Esther la'achashverish. Where she was trying to save the entire nation. Asura le'baylo. She becomes Aset, her husband. Kivan Shebiya Hoy Beratzen. It brings up Hashem Amarek. That's not considered a Maisa Oynes. She's going to become Aser to her husband. What's the Raya? The Raya is Esther and Achashverosh. Because when Esther went to Achashverosh Beratzen, so she told Mordechai, Kasher Avadati Avadati. What does it mean? Till now, I was Mezana Oynes. So I was still allowed to stay married to you. But now I'm being Mezana Beratzen. Now I'm going to be Aser. Now it's true, she was Mezana Beratzen. But there was an Oynes element here. She's doing it to save Zokta Beis Shmuel. You see clearly that that's not enough of a reason. Zokta Chachma Shloima, Reb Shloima Kluger, in his Agoyes and Shulchan Aruch as follows. The Ayin Bebei Shmuel Sevkot and Dalek B'Shem Arik. The Gamin Zinza Latzolas Yisrael. Asura Lebailo. Hine, L'chayra Muchach Lehepech. I have a raya from Tanakh Fakert. Miyal Eishes Chevrakin. I could learn from Yael. She Mefurish Bekosiv, Ube Mesechtis Nazar, She Sisra Ba Loisa Kama Pa'amim. And Loi Nimsa She Nesra Lebailo. You don't find anywhere that she became Asat her husband. Adirabo, Mididaika Devoira Belishna. Devora, the Nevi'a. When she said her Shira about what Yael did, what did she say? Va'amra minoshim ba'oyel tevoirech Yael eishes chever akeni. She refers to her as the wife of chever. It sounds like they're still going to be allowed to be married. V'lama kara ois eishes chever akeni. U'beli toymar zeh neida aleze Yael mechuna. We know who we're talking about. Ki kvar nemer tchila. Read the psukim. She ois eishes chever. U'ikam muchach toy chever akdeni kayim. And he has another raya that he was still alive. So it must be that she's going to be Mutter, Void Raya Yoiser. Mimai the Parch Benazar. We just learned the Gemara. He quotes Nazar, but it's also our Gemara Yevamis. And the Gemara asks, "Vakomesanya me'avero? How was she allowed to do it? She was having anah." The Gemara said, "Wasn't considered anah because being that she had anah from a rasha, that's not considered anah." The Gemara needs such an esoteric reason why her anah. Well, I'll tell you why she didn't have anah. She became Masul Lebailo. That's why she didn't have anah. You have a more pasuk the Teretz. Must be Bal Korchach Muchach the Loi Nesra Abaylo. The Beis Shmuel has a beautiful raya from Esther. So on the one hand, Esther was mezana to save Klal Yisrael with Achashverosh. She became also a bailo, kasher avadati avadati. And here you have Yael, who was mezana with Sisra to save Klal Yisrael. She didn't become also a bailo. So how do you answer the stira? Says the Chochma Shloima, a beautiful svaru. Masha, you nearly lechalik. Deloy tiksha me Esther. The hostam be Esther. Deloy nimshach me haznus gufa toivas Yisrael. Rak bederech rechoyka. The hatsola came through the maisabia, but it was bederech rechoyka. What happened? She went to Achashverosh Beratzin, and Ayidei came tinsa chem deinov. So she was very pleasant in his eyes. Viyamale mishaloisa. And as a result, he felt that he wanted to give her what she wanted, and eventually it led to the Yeshua. So Yeshua came from the Maisabia, but Bederech Rechoyka, the Chachma Shloima says. It came in a very indirect way. That Maisa's Znus is not enough of an oinus that she shouldn't be considered Asa Labayla. But with Yael, the Znus itself brought to Yeshua. She was Mezana with him, he got knocked out, she killed him, and that was the story. So it came directly from the Maisabia. It's for that reason it was considered more of a Maisa oinus. That's why she didn't become Aser Labaila, and he just concludes Vechilig Zen Nochon Uborer Ledina Vedoik. So, certainly, Shlomo Kluger, that's his svara to be Machalik, and he argues with the halacha of the Beis Shmuel based on that.